Let's talk a little football. Sean Campbell from TSN in Montreal joins us to talk a little CFL. Sean, how are you?
Not bad. How did you know what I was going to have for dinner? I'm not kidding. I'm going to have grilled cheese bacon for dinner.
Oh, buddy. So now, you don't use the Kraft single slices. You use, like, the new, like, you know, the cheddar cheese slices, right?
No, I'm in radio. I'm on Kraft cheese.
Really? Well, buddy, you got to trust. You got Mageau tried it, and now he's a new disciple of that cheese slice. Trust me, it's way better than the Kraft singles. Just way better.
All right,
just try it.
I like to sprinkle a little Parmesan on top of the bread, though. That's what I like to do.
Really? Ooh. Well, hey, you know what? I've never tried that. It sounds delish. How could it not be? More cheese on a grilled cheese. Can't be wrong.
You put it right on top with the butter on top, and it just melts right in there on top of the bread.
Oh, jeez. Mageau's already thinking of that one. That'll be in his arsenal for tonight. Awesome. So Jim Popp has been a head coach and GM on numerous occasions where he's done both jobs, and they've never had success. Why are they trying it again?
I think it's I feel like I'm the only one not surprised by this. I truly believe that this was kind of when he was hired in the off season or during the season when Tom Higgins was let go. In my mind, it was not just for this year. I know they kind of used the word interim, but they really tried to get away from that. And mainly there's a couple reasons. Is the head coach is decided not by Jim Popp on this team. A lot of people are like, Jim Popp makes all the football decisions. Yeah, he does. But the one decision he really doesn't have final say in is head coach. That is the owner, Robert Wetenhall. And it was Robert Wetenhall that hired Tom Higgins. It was Robert Wetenhall that fired Tom Higgins. It wasn't Jim Popp. And Jim Popp was asked to be head coach by Robert Wetenhall. He was asked to stay on by Robert Wetenhall. And Jim Popp has always had an inkling to be on the sidelines with the team, doing everything he needs to do. So I was not surprised by this. But the other factor here is that the Alouettes have every single coordinator position, there. So hiring a new head coach really doesn't make any sense, because whoever they brought in, let's say Paul Laplace or Benavidez or whoever they would want to bring in, they would want to have their own guys. But you have Anthony Calvillo in waiting. You have Noel Thorpe in waiting. Kavis Reed, former head coach, all of the coordinator position. It made so much sense just to keep Jim Popp on as head coach, or you promote one of these guys, and they feel that they're not ready to promote those guys.
Yeah, well, Popp doing both, like Popp, when he was just the GM, had an incredible amount of success. Now that he's going to have both duties, it's like anything, to be great at one thing's tough. It's very hard to be great at two, and I just don't think he can do both.
Yeah, I think he's just got to really delegate when it comes to the coaching. He already does. Talking to players that have, been there when Jim Popp was head coach, they feel it's a different kind of structure than any other head coach. A lot of head coaches, it's their way and it's their system filtered through the team, offensively and defensively. It's a little different with Jim Popp. He delegates. The offense is going to be Anthony Calvillo's, maybe Ryan Dinwiddie. He's got a contract that's going to be up, but he's got to deal with it. The defense, Chippo's not coming in and telling Noel Thorpe how to run that defense. Noel Thorpe runs that defense, but he's going to coordinate and make sure everything's in place that he wants in place. And I know that he's the ultimate decision maker, but it's going to be delegating to the coordinators, and it's the way that he's done things. Maybe it's not the right way to do things, but it's the way that it's set up here in Montreal. So I understand the coaching aspect of doing too much at once, but Jim Popp's a guy that's got like 8 kids at home. Like, he's used to too much.
Sean Campbell from...
I think it's 7, by the way.
7, okay. I don't
want to get too many Popps
out
there.
Wow, good for him. The Alouettes missed the playoffs for the first time in 19 years. And, no surprise, Anthony Calvillo left and that team wasn't as good. It's just a matter of time. When you have the best quarterback, that covers up a lot of warts. So looking at Jim Popp as the coach and as the GM, what are the two main priorities for that team to improve for next year?
Quarterback and quarterback. make sure it's quarterback, your first quarterback and your second quarterback, because they got down to their 7th quarterback at season's end. And what a performance by Brandon Bridge. I think there's a lot of hope for him down the line with the Alouettes with that kind of start that he had. I know it was a meaningless game and they ended up losing, but a lot of people were excited to see what they got from Brandon Bridge. But I think it's just stability at the quarterback position that they're really going to want to have. They're going to want to know who number one is, who is number two. And you know what? If it's going out, making a move for Travis Lule, or is it just keeping a guy like Kevin Glenn, who looked good? He looked good. You know, you take away the one start he had on one practice when he was traded and came in. Kevin Glenn looked good as the Alouettes quarterback. I'm really interested to see how that's going to change. The other thing is they were getting a little old on defense, but it didn't really show in their performance. It probably showed in their penalties because the defense was very good this year and they were tested in their depth. And I just think that maybe they need to get a little younger on defense because some of these older guys are not used to these new rules. And I know it's like that with every team, but the Alouettes defensively took way too many penalties.
Yeah, and that's something that they'll have to address by getting better players. John Bowman was very emotional after the game.
Yeah.
Had 19 sacks this season in only 16 games, his best year. He's a pending UFA. Is he done in Montreal?
It's weird. If you read into how he was reacting and what he was saying, I think a lot of people feel like he's done in Montreal and he wants to go somewhere else. I've spoken with John on numerous occasions. Montreal is his home. Like, he loves this city. And I think his reflection was, when he sat out those two games and he was benched, he said it was the first time he really, he always, every training camp, he always feels that, you know, there's a possibility that, you know, it could be his last year. Oh, I thank you that I made the team, finally went through another training camp. But I think it was the first time he actually reflected on his future. And he always, you know, he never really thought of, you know, when's it going to end. And when he sat out those two games, I really felt that he thought this could be the end. And he told us that a couple of weeks ago on the Alouettes This Week on TSN 690. He said, I pondered my future and I go, maybe this is the way I should go out. This maybe, you know, going out on a high. He can play this level. And if he decided to be a free agent, Montreal didn't want him back, he's going to sign with another team. There's no doubt about it. But Jim Popp has gone out and said that he'd like to have John Bowman back. And I think John knows what he means to Montreal. Montreal knows what John means to the team as well. So I think if he does want to come back, he's going to have a good chance to do it in Montreal. But then you get into the economics of adding a veteran guy. Yes, he led the league in sacks. Can he do it again? I wouldn't doubt him personally, but maybe the Alouettes would want him at a cheaper price, which I don't know if you can get after a season like that.
Quickly, Sean, we look at the East now and the injuries in Hamilton. You know, now Ottawa winning the East. No, I don't know anybody who picked that. Like, that's, you know, it's a shocking turnaround for them, which is very good. But Toronto with Ricky Ray and Hamilton without a quarterback. Is this, you know, Toronto going on the road and winning? What do you think?
I had Hamilton walking away from this, I don't know, 4 weeks ago. And I don't have Hamilton walking away with this. I really like Hamilton. I know they're banged up, but I really like their defense to get through the East. But I'm curious about what they're going to do with the quarterback position. Ricky Ray, I just feel like I haven't seen enough of them this year to really know what you're going to get and what they're going to do in this game. I think we're going to see Hamilton Ottawa in that East final. And I'm very curious how that's going to turn out, because I think my brain is just telling me you can't pick Ottawa, but watching them play down the stretch and watching what they can do, how can you not be taking Ottawa? They got the division, they got the home field game. They're tough to play in Ottawa, and Hamilton's banged up, but I think Hamilton's going to be able to squeeze by Toronto, but getting by those Red Blacks is going to be a tough, tall order in a couple weeks' time.
Henry Burris is going to be the MOP, and I'm assuming Rick Campbell, regardless of what they do in the playoffs, is going to be coach of the year.
Yeah, I think that's an easy one. And so just speaking of coach of the year, I just wanted to mention this. If you guys have a chance, or if you've heard it already, Anthony Calvillo speaking today to the media, he sounds like a guy that's going to be a head coach very soon. I don't think he's ready to be it in Montreal in a year or two. But just speaking of head coaches, I just wanted to mention this. Go take a listen. He has about a 3-minute rant about what it takes, you know, to be a player on the Montreal Alouettes next year and how he's going to hold a lot of people accountable. He sounded like a guy that's going to be a head coach. It was quite impressive.
It will be interesting to see what happens moving forward. Sean, appreciate the rundown, man. Enjoy the kind of a strange offseason for you guys. No playoffs for the Alouettes for the first time in two decades.
Yeah, first time since I've ever covered the team. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do the rest of the month.
Well, you can get on Carey Price Watch.
Oh, yeah. We were doing that today at practice. That was fun.
He's getting a second opinion, right? Are they concerned?
Yeah, I think they should be concerned. Michel Therrien didn't want to speak today, so he's going to speak tomorrow. And he's flying to New York, and the question's going to be, is he getting a second opinion because he wants one, or the Canadians told him to go get one? That's the interesting take in the whole thing.
Sean, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for your time.
Have a great one.